We at Wax Lyrical pay our deepest respects to the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, where most of Wax Lyrical is made and produced, including this episode. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. What does chess have to do with language? What does playing chess reveal about the self? In the way that you move across the board, of course, but also in the language you use when you do so, how you speak to your opponent, and how they speak back to you. Do you yell and swear when you lose? I sure do. What about words to psych the other player out? Tactic talk, considerations, and strategizations. And when you play for long enough, of course, the game divulges into stories. You tell them and they meander and grow like vines down the side of a house. In this episode, the following piece was recorded at the so-called Cooks River in Marrickville one Sunday afternoon. The players, familiar with each other, journey through language as bike riders, planes and horses travel by. Oh, and the players? One's me, and one's my mate, DJ MSG.
Kicking your ass.
Correct term is butt.
This is our first game, is this?
No.
Yeah.
I beat your ass the first game. Better.
No, we've never used this
board yet. Surely.
No, first game with this board.
No, I reckon.
We haven't used it yet.
Played it once when we first got it.
No.
I remember. On the bench.
Really?
Yeah. I kicked your ass.
You're just making it suck. I can't remember.
Yeah, because you're stone. You're a fucking stoner. You weren't stone. But I did play you in this because we tested it out
really?
The night that we got it. Yeah.
At all.
You'll see the players are quite familiar with each other. Naughty, naughty language.
Like definitely a cheap version. It's like mental capacity.
Yeah.
Which ones? Okay, are these white? Are these like?
This is black. That's white.
Okay. So that's white.
Right? No, that's the clear. That's black. That's white.
Wait, say that
again. Actually, no. Yeah, this is
black.
White. That's black. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't really matter. But the queen goes on that one for that, because that's clear. This is cloudy.
Oh, true. See, confusing already.
This is so nice. This is what I'm proof. You go first.
So am I white? Hmm. Which one's white?
Let's make a choice. I think that's black, this is white. Because this is obviously more white, right?
Not with it today.
Scat woman.
So is you're white, I'm white, you're black.
Yeah, you're white. Ha ha ha. bring your vape?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Intimidating, isn't it?
Oh, really?
3 pawns in a line.
You love 3 pawns in a line, don't you?
Hmm?
What?
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 What do you mean? What?
Huge.
Didn't see that.
Patsa, noun. A very weak player. Someone who always falls for traps. Usually plays very quickly and automatically. Or someone who falls into common traps without thinking. That's me for sure. Not always, but you know, I get so excited on the offensive and
baby.
I don't see those traps.
I only had one move there.
What?
I only had one move. Checkmate.
What do you mean? How's it checkmate?
Oh. Should have gone there with the queen.
Yeah,
I
should
have. Oh well.
Oh
well. Looks
like
you gotta play me again.
The quickest game
I've ever
played.
Yeah, sorry about it. Thank you.
But there's a huge butterfly just in there, in the middle of the field.
Where? No, that's mad.
No, there. Where? The orange thing in the middle of the grass, just moving its wings. Like a butterfly.
That's cool. Should we chase it?
No.
I know how to make a pretty fucking amazing butterfly dragonfly catcher.
Oh, yeah?
You get a stick.
Yeah.
Clothes hanger.
Unwind
that clothes hanger, make a perfect circle. Tie that circle onto the stick.
Yeah.
Find a spider web and then just go whoop, and try to get the spider web to net the inside of it. And then you just catch butterflies.
That's cool, but creepy.
Creepy. Yeah, my grandpa told me that one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Why did your grandpa catch butterflies?
When I was younger in Indonesia, I was fond of dragonflies and butterflies. And there was the light ones, what are they called? Fireflies?
Oh, yeah.
But only at, like...
Sometimes a year.
Sometimes, yeah. We used to catch them and jar them up and look at them. And then sometimes let them go. But usually it's just like, whoa, we're going to have this forever. Oh, sorry.
Did they die?
I'm sure some did. I used to catch a lot of bugs when I was younger in DY. Did I tell you about my bug catching days? Yeah. So I think I took that, brought it to Aceh, and I was very excited about catching the flying ones because I've learned how to make a net. So I'm going to get those ones now. Yeah.
Cute.
It was actually quite sadistic. Like in DY anyway, we used to get like big bottles, like 2 liter bottle cokes. And put heaps of little grasshoppers in there, put some grass, and then find a praying mantis and put it in there, or like find a spider or like a lizard and put it in there, and then watch shit happen. Sometimes the praying mantis, everyone's freaking out, it's like a jail, so everyone's like fighting each other, like trying to scare the praying mantis, like eating the grasshoppers, so the lizard's like going crazy and eating grasshoppers. And then sometimes we bring it to school and show our friends. Like, look at this. It's like a coliseum. Bugs just killing each other. Our fun. Yeah. Well, me and two brothers, I see them now and again. I still remember them. Nick was in my year, Damien's younger, but they were around the corner from my house. And I used to walk with Damien and Nick home and then go through Evergreen, this walkway near Dewa Oval. And we spent like 2 or 3 hours just like in the grass. And like seeing red-bellied black snakes and shit, and like beating it with a stick to death. It was fucked. We were just like evil kids. But we were also scared, and we thought we were protecting, you know, the public from killing a snake. Like finding giant termite nests and just like kicking the shit out of them and watching termite just flood the walkway. Like, sick. That's fucking awesome. We did that. We just destroyed like billions of termites' homes and like fucking made people like freak out and walk the long way around the footpath.
Oh my god.
It was fun at the time. Is it my girl?
Yeah, can I have a beer, please?
Yes.
I'm a deer.
Let's see what you're doing. So you moved from a mile away, baby.
Yeah, right.
Whoa! I was like, you disappeared in my pocket.
For you.
I was telling a story. Oh, look at that butterfly. Hmm. Just to make it interesting, I guess. Yeah, let's make it interesting.
Yeah, you could have just gone there.
Yeah, I know. What if I thought of three steps instead of that one step? Also a quick game.
Yeah!
Nice one.
Suck shit.
What's up? Nice job.
Decide that?
After you? What are you?
I don't know, I'm just trying some new things out.
Yeah.
Just fucking, other than freaking my two other normal opening moves that I know.
I've started with the same one move. All three games, the first two moves have been the same.
How's that going for you?
Great. Yeah. 50-55. One out of two. Success rate. Ooh. Run, slave. No. Oh, baby, baby, baby. I'm so
Zugzwang.
Sorry.
Noun. A situation where neither player wants to move. Whoever moves makes a concession that the other side can exploit.
Oh, I just lose a piece each. Fuck. Checkmate.
Fuck.
That was the quickest game so far!
Alright,
what do you mean? That was the decider. Decider means this is the last game. It's a good third tick.
Huh?
I don't remember that. Those.
Yeah, that was. You did that pretty much twice. Me leaving that king open and having nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You did that in the first game.
No, I was remembering the guy at the cafe. What's his name? Jimmy.
Mm.
He's like, he came up. And was like, you did queenside. That's what he's like. Oh, you castle queenside, which is what I did. With that last castle, and I just tried to do that in the beginning, bring out all the back ones and try to castle on that side.
Yeah.
And there is like a slight advantage because your king's
further in,
and your rook is out, and your rook is quite dangerous.
Yeah, if it's got that space.
Yeah, and then bring out the bishop and the queen on the board on here to cover. I don't know, a lot of the space as well, protect a lot of the other spaces where this is, like, yeah. I don't know, maybe I was just like, I'm not like that good at chess to have strict tactics, but I'm trying to remember sort of like...
good moves.
Yeah, like remembering the direction of the game, like where it started from, what moves became what outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, like casting queenside. It just feels like you get a bit more out of it.
Yeah.
Changes the dynamic quite rapidly.
Yeah. And I was like, it must be a good move to make in chess, since that guy fucking named his Cafe Queenside. Yeah.
True. Alright, you'll go.
Is white?
Do it again.
Nah, actually, that's a shit move.
You're a shit move.
Don't do queenside. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, whatever.
Kibitza, noun. Someone who interferes with games by making comments, always has an opinion on something, usually wrong, or messes up the game in some way. He has nothing to lose. That's DJ MSG over there. He's great at it. I've lost many a game over a purposefully misdirected comment that undermines me. He's usually wrong on purpose.
Explain how similar boxing and chess is.
Oh yeah.
But boxing has way more risks, of course. But like, in terms of like mental game, very similar to chess, because you've got to be in control, focus, see sort of your direction, what you want to do. You got to think quicker, I guess, because it's like quick movements. But also, analyzing and reading opponent and seeing what their capabilities are and their moves. You got to have the cardio and the fitness and the strength. That huge part of the difference between a really good fighter is more than just how active they are and their focus. And play the game of coming in 1-2s and jumping back defense. Yeah, it was really nice explanation. I was like, I want to box right now. I like his explanation of it. Yeah.
Okay, trying to figure out this magic move.
Sorry, I distracted you.
No, that's fine.
So nice down here, huh? Bird noises.
Let's just go back to where we went last round. So I won't lose. Sucker! Fuck! I'll do this forever, yeah. Bring it. Look, it's my option. I'm trying to figure out my great decision.
But that's actually a great defense move. You keep checking until it actually
opens up.
You're
eventually like, fuck you, Friedman. You do something about it.
You actually did yourself a favor.
Yeah, I know, but what's the next favor?
Pippity, pippity.
Well then, I'm gonna have to play like that. Gonna have to save my dude.
So where'd you go?
How unfortunate for me, anyway. Looks so staunch with the chest face. My finger's in the way, damn it. It's all about it. Gonna have to do another one.
Checkmate. The term checkmate is, according to the Barnhart Etymological Dictionary, an alteration of a Persian phrase which means literally the king is helpless.
Hmm? That's what I said.
Persian mate applies to the king, but in Sanskrit, applied to his kingdom, or traversed, measured across, and meted out thoroughly by his opponent. Others believe it to mean the king is dead. Chess reached Europe by the Islamic world, and Arabic mata means died or is dead. Or perhaps it comes from a Persian verb meaning to remain. Remained in the sense of abandoned, the formal translation is surprised, like the military sense ambushed. But sheikh is the Arabic word for the monarch. Players would announce sheikh when the king was in check. So the king is a mate when he is ambushed, at a loss, helpless, defeated, or abandoned to his fate.
Checkmate.
In modern Arabic, the word mate depicts a person who has died open-mouthed, staring, confused, and unresponsive.
Yep.
No!
Too old!
Can we have a break?
No! That was fun.
What, the last game?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
That was fun.
But I'm over having fun. Just want to win.
Try the decider, you get no tips.
Okay. That makes sense.
Too late, I'm sorry, check.
I know. And why? Me?
Good luck. Eat shit. Eat shit.
I fucking hate this fucking game.
I thought you were having fun.
Yeah, I love winning.
It's not all about winning.
It's all about winning.
Experience.
No.
Best part of chess is when you're right.
Okay.
Alright, true, okay. I'm rushing it. Simon Rushy.
You're getting cocky.
Huh?
You're getting cocky.
Yeah. No, if I got that one, I would have lost my rook.
How?
So if I went there,
yeah,
he would have gone there and lost both horses, I guess. Why do you want to lose my rook?
Look, he's a whipping on his hand.
Oh, I just want to kick him.
No, I really couldn't take your rook.
Huh?
Where was your rook?
Uh-huh.
Your rook was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I went that option.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in a fortnight and Algal Blooms is going to join you with a little piece called Under the Surface. It's about a local park and what's really lurking underneath. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to us on your favourite podcast platform and follow us on Insta, where we're always posting weird little wordy bits for you. Wax Lyrical _FBI.